Just to let you guys know, Hanzo Gracie loves the jiu-jitsu geeks. Extending control, a buckle and bump, redirect your force. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Jiu-Jitsu Geeks podcast. This is ET coming at you solo today. I don't have Brian and I don't have Aaron, but I wanted to kind of reach out there and let you know that we are still alive and kicking and kind of put a placeholder podcast out there for you guys. Right now, we are deep in the summer and everybody's super busy and scattered. But there's a few things that I want to do because Brian and I have been talking about the next podcast we record and what we want to talk about. But I thought it'd be a really good idea if we kind of polled the audience a little bit and we got some listener feedback. So Brian is going to post something on Instagram. If you don't follow us, it's at the Jiu-Jitsu Geeks on Instagram. You'll know it from our logo of the glasses and the red background. But I don't have any Jiu-Jitsu Geeks podcast or Jiu-Jitsu Geeks username deviations there are, but you'll know us. Okay, so I want to throw a few questions out there, and if you answer and you don't mind us reading your username online, we'll discuss the feedback we get. The first question is, what keeps you motivated in jiu-jitsu? What keeps you training? Everybody runs the gamut in their daily life of what they've got going on. You know, just stress or school or problems with the girlfriend, significant other, boyfriend, if that's your thing, you're a female, or, you know, maybe you have another hobby that you're trying to balance that maybe takes priority. What keeps you coming back to the mat and what keeps you coming back training? What is your main motivation? Because if you're like me or the other jiu-jitsu geeks, sometimes your motivation wanes a little bit and you've got to force yourself to come in. So, what keeps you motivated? Let us know. And the second thing I wanted to talk about is I've gotten injured plenty over my tenure on the mats, and just martial arts in general, just life, just weird skateboarding injuries and stuff like that. But I want to know specifically, what is the worst jiu-jitsu related injury you've had? So Brian's going to put the post up, and if you don't mind, drop us some feedback, and we'll read it on the podcast. So we've got a few other topics we want to talk about. The other thing that I wanted to get into, and Brian and I've talked about it, is jiu-jitsu for everyone? You hear that a lot. Oh, jiu-jitsu's for everybody. Is that just a really cool marketing term, or is that accurate? I'm kind of opting to, it's not very accurate. Okay? So Brian and I are just going to discuss that. We're going to see where we land on it. We're going to bring up some points, and we're going to talk about that. Also, with the Summer Olympics going, I want to get into, should jiu-jitsu be an Olympic event? I mean, that's something that comes up every few years. Articles are written on it, thread topics in different forums talk about it. I want to talk about it with the Jiu-Jitsu Geeks. And if you want to let us know, you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, and give us your feedback on that because it's kind of a hot topic. We got judo going on right now in the Olympics, and I think we kind of look at judo and wrestling, or especially judo, as the benchmark of a martial art in the Olympics, as how it will change an art. We saw what it did with taekwondo, for good or for bad. So we want to discuss what would it do to jiu-jitsu. So until I can get these guys together, they're with their families, they're with their significant others, they're hanging out by the pool. Aaron working on his tan. Brian working on his farmer's tan somewhere. We'll just leave this here, and we'll be back to you soon. Hopefully in the next week or two, and maybe we'll get a guest. We have a lot of cool people that we've kind of reached out to and said they'd be a guest on the podcast. Plus, folks coming in out of the academy all the time that have great points of view on things that we're going to talk to. So anyway, I was kind of debating on signing off like a cool sign off because I think all the cool podcasts have them. I can't think. I was going to say see you on the mats, but I don't know if I like that or not. I might put that poll up. What should be the sign off? See you on the mats sounds kind of doofus-ish. So I don't know. So the sign off for now will be keep on rolling, which it's kind of doofy on its own, but we'll see if that grows on me. All right, until next time, guys, keep on rolling.